Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Hudson. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney Olson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Novikov. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Jelinek. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Marolo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Lanfranconi. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Walt Lanfranconi. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Eddie Lukon. Batting third. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chuck Aulino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bucky Walters. And now, play ball. Johnny Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCormick throws the ball into Joost, who tags Olson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lukon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lukon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to third. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a fly ball into right field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joost scores. One out. It's 1-0, Reds. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lukon. The throw from Skeffing and he is safe. Lukon steals second. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Jelinek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jelinek strikes out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into left field. Jelinek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Skeffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Aleno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aleno hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a fly ball into right field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Lanfranconi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanfranconi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lucan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hudson for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus strikes out. Two outs. Barney Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Olsen hits a fly ball into right field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason hits a line drive into center field. Olsen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Olsen. McCormick goes all the way around to score. Gleason moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Reds. Chuck Aleno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aleno is 0-for-1 in the game. Aleno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0 for 1 in the game. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Jelinek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jelinek is 0 for 1 in the game. Jelinek hits a pop-up towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Stringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Skeffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stringer moves to second. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lucan takes first base on ball 4. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Frey hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Gilbert pinch hits for Walt Lanfranconi. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick fields the ball and throws to Walters covering. Safe. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Emil Kushnow pitching. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Barney Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0 for 2 in the game. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aleno fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Jelinek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jelinek is 0 for 2 in the game. Jelinek hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gleason strikes out. One out. Chuck Aleno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aleno is 0 for 2 in the game. Aleno hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. Walters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aleno fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skeffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 2 in the game. Morello hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson pinch hits for Emil Kusch. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. Lombardi drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Nicholson out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Vern Olsen now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Joost strikes out. One out. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lucan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Stringer. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Johnny Hudson. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Walters covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 3 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Barney Olsen. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Waitkus moves to second. Babe Dahlgren pinch hits for Lou Novikov. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Waitkus moves to third. D'Alessandro moves to second. Two outs. Frank Jelinek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jelinek is 0 for 3 in the game. Jelinek takes first base on ball 4. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stringer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.